Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick Espinosa. This is my podcast Views, and this is my guest Todd. He's here to talk about Fit Gorilla and also journeys that he's taken towards personal training as well. How you doing today, Todd?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing today on the Views podcast? My name is Todd Verdell Jr. So basically, I'm here to talk about my personal journey and also my entrepreneurial journey, grow my business called Fit Gorilla. All right, so born and raised from Philadelphia. I work Philly to the death of me. I'm from Southwest Philly.
North Philly right here, bro. I salute you, North Philly right here, bro.
I'm from Southwest Philly. I grew up, I won't say a tough neighborhood, but it was like a kind of like a little shaky neighborhood. Basically, my dad had me in sports. You know, when you get your son, it's basically nothing else but sports. Like, you're not doing nothing else but football, basketball, hockey. But my very first sport was hockey as a black guy. You know, that's kind of shocking. No, shocking to say.
I love hockey. Hockey's the truth. Don't it ain't shocking to me because I love hockey. I'll be honest with you. I love hockey for the fights.
That's
Like
what everybody
I'll be
loves
sitting there waiting. I remember I went to a few hockey games. Like you
it
couldn't find the main black folks in the
for.
hockey game and for the Flyers or the Phantoms. And
No, that's
you'll
definitely
see me
true.
and my pops, we sitting and looking, waiting for a fight to happen.
That's
But go
definitely
ahead,
true. So,
continue, man.
definitely, that's one of my favorite sports. I grew up off of, and eventually going to basketball, to football, track and field. Basically, how I got started my journey. Basically, it was through middle school and high school. I moved from Philly to Harford County in Maryland because my mom was like wanted me to get a better education. Feels getting bad. Feels getting bad at times. So I said, all right, I'm going this way.
No, it's bad. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad.
So
No shade against Philly, but
yeah,
it's effed up right now. I love Philly, but it's a
I know,
hellhole.
right. So that's how the whole move a transition started. I mean, moved to a different state. I had to get used to it, but I was also culture shocked because I'm from the urban city where I see nothing but black people. But when I moved to Maryland, it was white, Hispanic. Like, all right, I'm new to this. Like, this is all new to me. Like, I've never seen these many cultures in one state before. So I was definitely culture shocked about different races. I mean, I knew about different races, but
You
I
never
never
lived it,
lived
right?
inside of
Because you were so certain areas in Philly was predominantly just black. So, and trust me, I know that for instance myself, because I grew up in North. And I'm not gonna lie, I keep it a buck with you. I was always told I belong in the poppy store. They always said I worked there. Because I'm Puerto Rican and black, and I was like my skin tone, as you grow older, your skin tone and mellows in more. But I used to be lighter than this. But even to this day, like if I walk in a Puerto Rican store and they be like, "Yo, Poppy, can you grab that for me?" I look at them like,
Hey.
"I ain't work here." You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, Maryland is definitely a good place as far as like. A lot. You see a lot. I've been there quite a few times, enjoyed myself. I've seen a lot of them. I'll be surprised. I'm like, yo, and truth be told, the stories they say about Maryland, like certain things, this, that, and third, when it comes to race and da da da, certain parts, understandable. But the parts I've been in Maryland, like I've been to Columbia, Maryland. And honestly, from my experience, when I was there for about, let's say, about a whole month being there, and everybody got along. Like everybody was like vibing like it was nothing, like it didn't
Yeah,
matter.
so basically when you go further in Maryland, that's where the money is at. That's where the more rich people is at. Where I live at is racism, like everywhere. Basically, I live in a town where basically white people. And growing up and also experiencing racism like face to face, it's going to change your whole mindset on how you look at different people. And growing, I mean, not growing up, I'm tripping. Living inside this town for I forgot. Could I move back? Oh, I could do that real quick. But living inside this town for so long, it just made me see like it's crazy how the world is changing, and it's just how racism is now becoming even a big factor. So basically, being black, being a business owner in this town is hard. But now to the fun stuff. So basically, I moved to Maryland, Harford County, then I moved to another part of Maryland called Elkton, Maryland, and that's when the whole Todd became who he is today. I had to go through some struggles. I had mental health issues that nobody knew about. I basically diagnosed myself with it because, being black, a black man, you gotta be tough.
Yeah, absolutely right. They don't like they don't give us the opportunity to show our feelings as much or get in touch with them as far as like, hey man, I need to express this. Like, this is killing me. No, open up.
And then that basically, I seen middle school through my senior year, I was dealing with so much, but I was hiding it because I had sports. I had the gym, I had basketball, that was my outlet. But, going to high school, it's my freshman year, everything's so new to me, where I had 4 years to figure out what I wanted to do in my life. And, growing up, they say, Todd, it's going to be hard for you, or Todd, you're not going to, not going to be able to make it inside of life after 18. Knowing me, how young I was, and how I didn't have the mindset that I have today, it's crazy because, teachers told me, like, yo, you're not going to make it. Your GPA score is horrible. You won't be able to get into colleges, stuff like that. So I basically said my senior year, that's when, like, stuff really started getting hard for me because it's like life, 18, no job, you just graduated high school. So I moved to Jacksonville, Florida with my aunt. I moved to Jacksonville, Florida with my aunt for like 2 months. I was like, I can't do this. I gotta go back to the city. I gotta go back to the city. I'm a city boy, so it's just like I need to fit. I'm not used to this.
I'm vice
So
versa. I'm not a city guy. I can't stand the city. I prefer the county or the suburb, or give me a house in the woods. I'm good.
So I came back to Philly, graduated high school. Well, graduated high school. And that's when like things really started to ravel, like entrepreneurship, mindset, networking people. I lived with my dad once I moved back to Philly. That didn't go so hot. So I just lived with my grandmother in South. My grandmother in Southwest. Then I got a job at the Havertown YMCA in Havertown. And then that's where really like I became who I am today because I was networking people, I was having mentors, and I was doing all this stuff, but fitness was my only outlet. It was nothing else. There was no more basketball. It was just strictly fitness. Like that was my only outlet. So as I grew there, as I grew, I was like, yo, Todd, I think you should start your own business, but a fitness business. And the whole concept of Fit Gorilla is, we want to empower people who are struggling with confidence, who are struggling to, getting inside the gym and, trying to find that motivation within themselves to go to the gym. So I said, all right, cool. Let's go with the name Fit Gorilla because everybody has an animal inside them, but they don't know how to bring it out. Certain people need that certain push just to bring something, just to bring something out of you. So I said, all right, cool. This is this kind of catchy. All right, Figueroa. Then like I started having all these ideas, like all right, locations, clients, clothing. So like I had to focus on one thing. I had to focus on one thing at a time, where I pushed clothing heavy. It was just strictly clothing. Clothing. I was thinking about no clients, no locations, no nothing. It was just strictly clothing. And I say it took me about a good 6 months to realize that, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is my career. This is what I want to do. I want to help people through fitness and also provide a good service to everybody through fitness. I want people to like. I want people to come to my gym and make you feel like you are part of Fit Gorilla. It's not just a subtly catch like, oh yeah, come join. Like, come join my gym for blah 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 a month and then that's it. No, I want to connect the people. I want to know more about the people. I want to know how can I help you
See,
with what you're going on.
so I like what you said right there because what I realized now, I'm a personal trainer myself. I've been a personal trainer for a year certified, but I've been doing my own training prior. And I used to be, I'm still in good shape, but I could be in better shape. It's just I work too much. And I'm still trying to struggling to make the time to get back into the gym like I used to. But I like what you said because one thing I realized about the gym culture is, yeah, they just wanted some people, not all, but some people, they just want to take your money and say, all right, go. No, you actually want to build a bond. You actually want to build a mental connection, basically giving clients. And if I'm wrong for saying this, let me know. But like, you want to give clients that true comfortability to let them know, like, hey, I'm here too, and I'm here with you. Even if we ain't working out today, I'm still here with you. Just know that Fit Gorilla, we here. So, am I right?
That's what
Okay.
I'm saying.
All right.
Yes,
Cool.
you hit
Well, yes. All right.
it
So
right on
I like.
the
So I like that message. I like that. So now, as far as the design for Fit Gorilla, how did that come about, the design? Because I did check the website out, and I'm looking. I said, "Oh, this is actually dope. I actually like that."
Oh my
So
goodness. Uh,
how did that design come about?
it came just me just being me creative, just looking at other logos on Google. And because like the first one, I'm not gonna show y'all. The first one, everybody like the first logo I had, everybody calls it Donkey Kong. Because it actually really looked like Donkey Kong. Like for real. It really does. It really does. But I mean, once again, I was just on social media one day, and I was also doing some research on logos, how to have a better logo. I met this girl on Twitter, and she does, logo designs. I was like, all right. So I sent her screenshots of the ideas that I want, and I kind of like broke it down to her, and basically that's basically how it came alive.
Okay.
But shout out to her. Because she really like she's the real person, honestly though, who really took this brand a little bit off the ground because of that logo.
Okay.
Like really, like it. If I if like if it was if it was me, I would still have the same logo until this day. But me just being who I was in the beginning stages of being a business owner and learning how to become an entrepreneur. And also becoming a business owner, he like really helped me with that. Like just bring that logo alive, and just me having it on my wrist 24/7, on my clothes 24/7. It just shows how she really brought my brand alive, honestly.
Well, salute to her. That's dope right there. See, one thing I noticed when it comes to business, and some people are stubborn, but I see you weren't stubborn. You weren't scared to outsource certain things to help you get further along. Some people, when they get into like business ventures and they want to do everything on their own. And when you do that, if you don't know it, that's like trying to build your own website. I can't build a website 100%.
Oh, that's me.
I outsource every, certain what I can't do, I outsource because I'm like, I'm not gonna sit here, lose time, waste time, because time is not guaranteed. And trying to figure this out when I could just say, oh, you know what? Hey, chalk up the couple dollars, like, hey, let them do their thing. They're gonna do a good job at it. So that's I salute you for that, for what be willing to outsource certain things that way. You can focus on what you need to focus on because you already know what you was doing. You already had that game plan, that mindset, and You like, well, like you said you gave her ideas, and they say, here you go, run with that and show me something good. And obviously, and like I said, it's a dope logo. I like it.
Thank you.
I think it's super dope. So, like I said, salute
Thank
to her. And I salute you too, because instead of,
you.
you know, being stubborn like some people are, you really just said, yo, let's do it this way. So, let me
Yeah,
ask
and
you
look,
something.
that's
So, you're in the fitness and everything. What is your favorite exercise?
all right. So when I was working at the YMCA, my favorite body part was, well, favorite body part was tricep. I don't know why it was that. I know every time it's like, Todd, you gotta hit the tricep. It doesn't matter what other body part today is today, but it gotta be triceps.
I'm
But
gonna be
no.
honest with you. That's the first time I heard somebody tell me tricep is
Right.
their favorite. I never heard nobody say, yo, man,
That's
it's triceps, bro. I mean, I get the look of the tricep because you got that horse back there, that
right.
little horse jaw back there. I know. I love how triceps develop. Like, trust me, that's one thing I make sure I don't forget when I do work out. So mine's is between chest and biceps.
That's mostly everybody's
Chest and
color.
biceps. And the reason being, because the ladies love my chest.
Yeah.
They love the lay on my chest. I'd be like, yes. And biceps, when they see pictures, they'd be like, oh, yeah, some nice biceps. I'm like,
But yeah, you
I
know.
work on them.
Yeah, that's what my wife says. You know, I am married.
Well,
You know, my
congratulations,
wife's
man.
telling me, I think when she, like, thank you. You know, when I first met her, that was her first comment. Like, your biceps are big. I was like, well, you know, I work out a lot. So, you know, this is basically who I am. But also to talk, like, to touch on that topic as well, and most people don't. I mean, most people do. For all entrepreneurs and also business owners, like, you guys got to find balance within your life. I have two kids. I'm married. I'm 28 years old. I'm darn running a franchise at this point. And basically, I still got to make time for my family as well. So basically, that's one thing I had to also teach myself as well. You know, having my first, well, having my daughter first, and then my son second, I had to find balance because I can't, I mean, I have to, but I can't, you know, give my time to my business 24/7. You know, I got to give them time as well, because if I don't give them time, they're gonna look back at her, well, oh, daddy wasn't there, you know, or, you know, daddy wasn't at my dance, or, you know, daddy wasn't there. So that's basically, you know, that's one thing I had to also teach myself, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, just basically finding time and also balance within everybody and also my business.
Well, I salute you for that. I'm a father myself, two daughters. So
Thank
trust me,
you.
I know. I haven't missed a dance. I haven't missed any performances or nothing yet. Every report card conference since they've been born.
That's good.
Well, actually, I missed one dance because I had COVID, but that was it. There's nothing I
That
could do about that. But
was,
and then, but I
feel
see what you said. Make time, and one of the things I like to tell people all the time: people make time for what they want. I honestly believe that there is always time for anything you want in this life. Because you make the time. Even though we can't control
Right.
time,
That is true.
we can't control it, but you make the time. You want your family time, wife, and with kids, right? And you make that time, and you always can stay consistent making that time. And I salute that because a lot of people will use, oh man, I gotta do this and this and this and this, excuses. But you gotta remember, every moment of the day when you do something you want, you make time for it.
Or, yep, that's definitely
So
true.
I like the fact that you basically disciplined yourself and said, look, I know I can still make time for my kids and wife and still run this business as well, basically. And you're doing that. And a lot of people use that excuse, say they can't, but you're basically living proof right here that you actually can.
Thank you.
Because
I know.
it's not easy running your own business.
Trust me.
Running
Trust
your
me.
own business is like another child too.
That is definitely true.
So,
And
you
like,
know, because I know the insurance that you got to carry with certain things and this, that, and third, and everything else. And you're like, ah, man. So let's touch on that. The business side of running your own business with this gym stuff. How, when you first stepped into it, what shocked you the most versus currently, right now, that does that still shock you, or you're just like, now I got this part. Like, it doesn't pop up no more. Like, oh, you know what? Oh, no, we got no, I already know what to do.
the most, I mean, I know a typical person will say money. Of course, everybody needs money to run a business. But the most thing that shocked me the most was support. I didn't know how to brand myself. Matter of fact, I'm still learning how to brand myself. And it's and until this day, that's the first, I mean, that's the most thing that shocked me, because I'm like, all right, well, cool. I got this cool idea. I got this thing. Everybody should love. In the beginning, I didn't know that I had to market photo shoots, get models, pay for models, pay for other things to get the thing off the ground. And that's the most thing, that's the most thing that shocked me. And most people do know, most people don't know. Like, until this day, I'm doing everything by myself. And I hate it because I can't do what I really want to do. I want to be in there, creating videos. I want to in there be helping people. But until that one big opportunity comes off the ground where it's on autopilot, I got to keep on working at it. And the whole support thing, I had to like teach myself how to use social media, how to network. I was a person in the beginning, I didn't want to come out to like a come off as a stranger. Like, hey, well, I have this business and it's called blah, blah, blah. And this is our mission statement. I didn't know how to, I won't say talk. I didn't know how to introduce myself as a business owner, because everybody knows me as this Todd. They don't know me as Todd, the business owner now. So basically, that's something that still shocks me to this day. It's the support. And, I had to also, in the beginning, tell myself, like, listen, sometimes people are not going to support you, but you got to keep on going at it.
That's true. And you'd be surprised with the support that you get is from random people, random strangers. They'll show you more love than sometimes the people that have been around you your whole life, which is crazy. And it's a known fact, but that's something people struggle with every day. Every day they be like, man, I don't know you from a can of paint, but you showing me more love than the people that have been around me my whole life. And I salute you 100%.
Like,
Now,
in the beginning.
it's
Go
also,
ahead, sorry.
no, it's okay. It's a pleasure. You said random people, because now a deal briefed me basically. He said, hey, man, I got this guy that wants to do interview thing, basically thing. I said, oh, okay, well, I'm automatically gonna say yeah, because I like meeting people, networking, and all that and everything. It took me a while to be like that, because I'll tell you the truth, I'm not one of the most pleasant people at one point in time in my life. I'm more so because if you grow up in North, you know how it is. You just like everybody's on edge, so. But Dio, he introduced me to you, and I'm like, all right, bet. And I'm actually proud of Dio for sending you my way, because like you actually are really dope, and I appreciate that. And as you can tell, you got a pure, genuine spirit,
Thank you.
and I pick up on people's vibes and energies, and I feel nothing but great vibes from you, bro. So salute to
Thank you.
Dio, and once again, salute to you as well.
Thank you. But yeah, that's something that I just try to be myself at the end of the day. I really just try to be myself and who I am and everything else. And basically, I go out my way like, yo, do you have a podcast? Who's trying to enter? Like, interview somebody. Like, I'm trying to really get myself out there. I'm trying to go on podcasts. I even tried the news. Like, I'm hitting up news stations, like, yo, like you want to interview a up and coming fitness brand? So it's just like, I'm an artist, and I'm, I'm gonna keep on trying, to really show people in the world, like, if you got a vision, career, 9 to 5, doesn't matter what it is, just go after it. Just go for it, and just doesn't matter how it ends up, you got to just keep on going.
No, that's 100% correct. Because I always tell myself, I failed multiple times in things I attempted, but I never truly got mad at it because, in life, as long as I tried and I know I gave it 100% plus, sometimes it just doesn't work, but that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? So,
Right.
I definitely get what you're saying right there. Like, yo, let's try. You never know what happens. You never know who you meet. I look at life sometimes like Dragon Ball Z. I don't know if you watch Dragon Ball Z or not, but okay, so Sue, all right, so like when they reach a new level after
Man, look,
you can't get nowhere else, yo, Vegeta and Goku, they just keep trying, keep trying.
Yes.
Next
No,
thing you know, they on blue, then they on gold, then they
I
on
know, right?
silver.
But yeah, that's something that I just gotta keep on telling myself, man. I'm at a level right now that is I'm seeing is really unfolded. Like, so I got a trip. I'm praying that it's still time. There's a event out in Atlanta called a Vest Fest, and I'm praying that this week I can make the payment for it, so I can go down there, get my booth, and really network and really talk to people,
I missed that
and
event.
really.
There was one previous that I missed that I was supposed to go to. And it was just too much stuff going on for me not to get down there. But if you definitely get down there, I pray you do. One of the things I can say honestly about Atlanta, which I love, is that they're very supportive. You know how they say Philly brotherly love? Down in Atlanta, you do get some real brotherly love down there. Atlanta still got a BS. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's 100% the best, but for the most part, every time I've been down there, it's been nothing but mad love. And I'm talking about from people I never met before, going out, hanging out. Like, it was more welcoming.
Well, yeah.
So definitely, I believe you make it down there, you definitely will see what you're looking for. You'll get some people like, yo, I rock with that. Okay, let's do this. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the whole plan. Just go down there, with a clear mindset. Clear mindset. Act like I don't know nothing. Soak in everything that I get from people, and really, really take this thing off. Like, my main goal was just, like, this year was that, selling out my summer collection and getting on more podcasts. I want to get on more podcasts so more people can know about me, not through social media, but also through podcasts. I told somebody today, I was like, yo, if you look me up on Spotify, bro, you'll be shocked on how many podcasts I've done on the last couple of years to start my business. They went, really? I was like, yeah, I'm not famous, but I'm just saying, look my name up, I'm on Spotify. You can know more
Yeah,
about the
you putting yourself out there. It doesn't
business.
hurt to take it. It don't hurt to take a chance. If you don't take the chance, you never know.
Right. That is definitely true.
You'll
No.
never know. And like I said, I salute that 100% for the simple fact that you're willing to take that chance. Not many people are willing to take that chance. They're willing to be stuck and say, nah, I can't do this. Or they got the friend that's always down on them. Like, well, you ain't got the money for this, or you ain't got the money for that. And I'm like, life is a chance. Every single aspect of your life is a chance. The moment you go to sleep, you do not know if you're going to wake up.
That's true.
So I tell people that all the time. If you're willing to take a chance going to sleep, you could take a chance in making your life better. And so I do have to ask you this. So your first client, how did that go?
Who's my first client? I forgot who my first client. Actually, my first client was one of my football players. I actually know what First call. I think what matter of fact, yeah, it was my football because, yeah, matter of fact, it was my first, it was my football player. It was my QB. Matter of fact, I still trade him until this day. but with him, he was a sponge. He didn't know how to do certain workouts. He didn't know how to get fast. He didn't know how to get strong. Where with that, I had to like really take him under my wing and teach him the ropes of if you want to go to a D1 college, I got to show you how D1 athletes really train. And like, he's still young. Well, at the time, he was still young. I mean, to this day, he's still young. But he was just so shocked of like what I said because he thought inside his head, it was just, I'm good. I'm good in high school. That's it. I'm getting a scholarship. I was like, nah, it's not like that. I wish it was like that, but it's not like that. And you know, he just asked me these questions. Well, Coach Todd, how do you do this? Or you know, Coach Todd, how can I get faster as a QB? Or how can I get stronger for basketball? Like, gotta just work. If you just put up highlights, all right, you put up highlights, that's nothing. If I'm a coach, a college coach, I can see how, all right, cool. I can see highlights, but what is your work ethic like? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing off the field? Like, what are you doing to prepare for football games? What are you doing to make your mind and body grow at the same time, mentally and also physically? And that's certain. I mean, that's something I still appreciate to this day, Tom. And he understands it now because he's in high school now. And I mean, this is his freshman year. Yeah, man, his freshman year. And he doesn't know if he wants to continue to play football. It's like, well, bam, y'all look at us. Which one is going to take you farther if you want to continue to play sports at a higher level? And like, you know, until this, and then like my second client was my wife. For any personal trainer out there, don't train your spouses because they become a pain sometimes. You gotta come home, say, well, why we didn't do this? Well, we should have did this. I'm like, well, you was in a rush and I was in a rush too.
I ain't gonna lie, I trained my girlfriend, and then we every time we done got probably one part done, and then well, we don't want the sun.
I remember she like really wanted to work out. So I said, all right, we're only gonna focus on your cardio. That's it. I'm not gonna focus. So nothing totally different. So I said, 10 minutes on the treadmill, 15 minutes on the elliptical, 20 minutes on the bike. And boy, I tell you, she hated me for that one night. She really hated me for that one night because I really put her, because I really put her through a test where I'm trying to grow her and also make her understand that just because it's hard right now, it's going to get a lot easier for you if you do it every single day. Every single day.
So I want you to tell the folks where they could find you,
Okay. All
where they could find Fit Gorilla at. We are under the 1 minute mark. So
right, let
go
me
ahead,
make it.
Todd. Tell them.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Once again, you can follow me on Facebook, Fit Gorilla, all caps. Our Instagram is Fit Gorilla LLC. We have two TikTok pages. Our first TikTok page is close to getting canceled out for some reason. I don't know why, but you can follow us on there on Fit Gorilla. Our second page is Fit Gorilla LLC. Now, this is what everybody's been waiting for all this year. I've been posting, promoting. Our summer collection is dropping June 1st. Now, most people on my TikTok have not come or commented on this, but whoever is the first person who shot with me will be getting a special gift from me personally. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is, but you'll be getting a special gift from me. Also, the website thing. I have a website, like the website on our Instagram page. It's just a free trial. But I need to find somebody who can do a website. So anybody out there who knows anybody who can do a website, I'll pay the money. I'll put down a deposit. I don't care. I really, because now I'm getting to the point where, all right, Todd, you got to focus on something totally different. You can't keep on focused on the website thing. This should already been done already. So, yeah, y'all. So that's the whole, contact information. Also, our email, if you want to get, if you are in the Philadelphia, Jersey, Maryland, Delaware area, and you want yourself to get trained or a kid, our email is figarilla2019@mail.com. I do personal training also for athletes and also for older people as well.
All right, I salute that.
That's
Got
it.
it. Y'all make sure y'all check out Fit Gorilla. I'm gonna try to be one of the first ones to comment on the TikTok because I like getting free shit. So I'm definitely gonna do that. But no, I'm gonna get one of your Jones and I'm gonna upload it like, yo, check it out. New gear, new fit, everything. I like supporting people, especially I
Thank
support
you.
Black-owned, Spanish-owned businesses. I support any business that got positively going, period, at the end of
Right.
the day.
That's true.
But
That's true.
as long as it's positive, I support it 100%. I know this is my first time meeting you, but I am proud of what you're doing. I'm proud of what you accomplished. I'm super excited to hear what you're
Thank you.
going on, continue on with. And that's amazing for me because that inspires me and that pushes me forward in the things that I'm doing in my life as well. So
Oh,
again,
actually,
Todd,
hold up. Hold up. One more thing. What size do you wear in hoodies?
hoodies, it would be a large. It would be a large. I was gonna say XL, but my muscle mass went more into lean instead of
Right.
bulkiness. So I
Okay.
leaned out more. So I am technically a large now.
All right, let me see what I have in stock because we still have our breast cancer hoodies. Also, basically, the concept behind that, guys. My stepmother, she had, well, she also beat, well, matter of fact, let me say this. She beat breast cancer 5 years ago. So basically, this hoodie is inspired by her. And, we're going to drop them every October of the year. So I'll definitely get you a free hoodie to you. And yeah, y'all. Thank you for having me on the views. It was definitely speaking to you and everybody else, man. Thank you.
All right, so look, again, y'all find him at Fit Gorilla. I'm Nick Espinoza. This is Podcast Views. It's a pleasure, Todd. Once again, we
Thank
definitely gotta link up. We ain't that far from one
you.
another. I'm not in
I
Philly, I'm in the county, but still,
know,
you
right?
dig what I'm saying? We definitely gotta link up, probably get a couple workouts in and everything. I'm always looking to learn, improve, and everything else. So we definitely gotta hook up.
I would definitely, yeah, definitely, most definitely. I would definitely make some time to do that. Matter of fact, I would definitely make time to come to Philly. I might host an event somewhere. Tell you the truth, hold up. You just gave me an idea. I might host an event somewhere in
Well,
Philly.
keep me posted. Let me know. I'm with
Thank
you. All you gotta do is say, yo, we doing this
you.
here. I'm like, yo, what day? All right, I'll make sure I make that available. All right,
Right,
man. It's a pleasure, Todd. Thank you. I
guys.
appreciate you, bro.
All right, thank you guys. Have a good night.
All right.